Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
So good, so kind, so merciful, so just, so pure.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we look to the readings for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. But before I do, let me just say that this day, when I'm recording this program, is Friday, July 1st. I'm recording it for this Sunday's readings. But today is the great Feast of the Sacred Heart. I want to encourage you to draw very, very near to that heart that burns with love for you. Jesus said to Margaret Mary Alacoque, "Behold this heart, which has so loved men and women and is so little loved in return." And I want to urge you, through the grace of the Sacred Heart, that you would open your heart more in trust to this God who wants only the best for you, who wants only your good. Trust him. The opening prayer for this Sunday, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the opening prayer says this: Father, in the rising of your sun, death gives birth to new life. The sufferings he endured restored hope to a fallen world. Let sin never ensnare us with empty promises of passing joy. Make us one with you always, so that our joy may be holy and our love may give life. That's the promise. That's the paradox, that death gives birth to new life. Suffering can restore hope. Do you believe that? That's what God wants to do for you in Christ. He wants, in the middle of your suffering, in the middle of struggle, in the middle of sorrow, in the middle of a situation where the hopes and the promises of life seem to be utterly destroyed, and our temptation is to reject God and everything connected to God, out of death, God will bring life. Out of sadness, he will bring joy. Out of despair, he will bring hope, if you trust him. Don't ever stop trusting him, even when you can't see the results. Trust him. You will not be disappointed. I promise you that. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the prophet Zechariah, chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you, a just Savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth." Shout for joy. Your king comes. Your king loves you. And brothers and sisters, time and time and time again, moment by moment, Jesus incessantly seeks to come to you. Rejoice, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. Your king shall come to you. A just Savior is he. And he shall banish the chariot, in other words, the war and strife. He shall banish it, and he shall proclaim peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your life, peace in your family. Choose him. Choose him. I remember the day that I said to the Lord, And I had been a religious for a while, so I'm one of those late comers. But I remember saying to the Lord, I choose you as my Lord and Savior. I will look to nothing else but to you. You are my Lord. You are the only one who can save me. I choose you. I ask that you take up residence in the very center and heart of my life, now and forever. And I promise you that I will obey you. And from that moment on, brothers and sisters, the joy and the peace that began to grow wasn't a great flood. It was a little trickle at the beginning. But as I persevered in that commitment, as I persevered in that decision, what the scriptures speak here about peace and about joy is really true. Make Jesus Christ the very center of your life. Let everything revolve around him, his word, his truth. And I guarantee you, you'll know the peace and the joy that no one will be able to take from you because it comes from God himself. Psalm 145, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. We need to pray those psalms every day. You know, we're always asking God for things that we think we need. But have we ever just thanked him for all that he has done for us? I really encourage you to do that. I will extol you, my King and God. I will bless your name forever. Every day will I bless you. For the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness. The Lord is good. The Lord is compassionate. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord. In other words, let all the work of my hands give you thanks because you're the source of it all. You're the origin of it all. You're the goal of it all. Let all your works give you thanks. Let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Do you do that in your conversation? Do you speak of the glory of God's kingdom? I remember many, many years ago, a group of women that I was with, we went out for breakfast one morning and we were all friends. But you know, we were having the normal kind of conversations that you have about what we're doing and who we had seen and, you know, just whatever, just a general kind of conversation. And somebody in the group, somebody just said, you know, I've been thinking more and more about heaven. And we all laughed, you know, and said, why do you think you're going there soon? And it was we were just joking around. And I remember her saying, no, I'm really thinking about my eternal home. And we all stopped, and that led to an over 2-hour conversation on heaven. Even the waitress got in on the conversation. It was the most anointed conversation I think I've ever had. And from that moment on, heaven was dead center in my own heart because a woman spoke up. Do you talk about discourse? Do you discourse of the glory of God's kingdom? Do you speak of his might? Think about that. Think about your conversations. Let's take a look at the second reading from Romans 8. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. In other words, the flesh isn't all there is in your life. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Mortal sin can banish the Holy Spirit. Seek forgiveness of sin, minor or major. Seek forgiveness. Let the Spirit of God dwell in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Do you know that? You have eternal life dwelling in you. Do you think about that? Do you thank him for that? Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. In other words, if all that life is what you can get here, satisfy the flesh here, satisfy your pride here, satisfy your whatever it might be, all the earthly things, if that's your end, doesn't mean you can't use the gifts of this world. But are they the end of your life? Is that the only goal of your life? Or are your eyes fixed on heaven? Are you looking for the eternal life to come? Paul says, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. See, it's by the Holy Spirit that our life changes. All our willpower will probably last a day or 2 days. Great, great decisions, great promises, and then we forget them in a week. Come, Holy Spirit, guide me today. Come, Holy Spirit, guide me in this next hour. Come, Holy Spirit, help me. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask for your help. I ask for you, O Lord, to save me. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. No one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. God desires to be revealed in you and through you. Trust him. He has fullness of life for you. And then Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. We all labor. We're all burdened. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. If you can, stop in your parish church, stop in any Eucharistic chapel, and just sit there for a moment. Come to me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. In other words, what I have asked of you, take that yoke upon you because that yoke is going to lead you to life. We all have a yoke on us, and it's the yoke of the world's expectations. It's the yoke of our own sins and our own past and our own doubts and fears. And Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy. Why? Because the Holy Spirit dwells within us and helps us. We are helped from without and from within. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's take on the yoke and the burden that the Lord asks us to carry for the salvation of ourselves and for him. May God abundantly, abundantly speak to your heart, and may he bless you. May you carry the burden of the Lord, the yoke of the Lord, and not the one that the flesh and the devil want to put upon us. Brothers and sisters, there really is great grace that God desires to impart to your soul. May you be able to begin to receive it today. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.